Well, that was a wet weekend, and anybody who wants to disagree with me was obviously miles and miles and miles away at the time. That said, I lucked out. There was a dry window on Saturday morning around 5. I totally took advantage of it. In a way, it was perfect. Sunrise was 5:10 a.m., and typically at this time of the year, the birds in particular are very active as the sun is coming up. The morning chorus is at its height in May and June, and straddling that line between migration and breeding seasons means that there is just an abundance of sound. Birds that haven't reached their breeding grounds yet start singing along the way there. So, as I started my annual breeding bird survey at the Science Center in Norwell on Saturday morning, I was treated to a world that was overflowing with natural noise and, at 5 a.m., was primarily bereft of man-made sounds. They were all there. Two scarlet tanagers sang scratchily, as they do. A brown creeper sang its high-pitched, sweet little song, and get this, because it was so dark at sunrise, still heavily overcast with low light levels, a great horned owl hooted across Jacob's Pond. I was reminded, however, that the system is not perfect. May is generally known for migration and June is predominantly breeding season, but not every species follows this pattern. On Monday, I watched a family of baby gray squirrels attack my bird feeders, and all I could do was sit back and fume at the cuteness. On Saturday, as I walked into Stop and Shop in Norwell, I was met with the high-pitched peeping of a killdeer, only to realize that the sound was directed at me. The mother killdeer was trying to pull my attention away from her fledgling, which was running around on a grassy strip off the parking lot. It's a reminder that the natural world is on its own schedule, and that I am but here to watch it all unfold as Mother Nature sees fit. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.